Hello, 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 hello. Hey, it's working. Oh my gosh, I am literally standing up right now. My daughter wants to be carried around in the papoose, and she doesn't like when I sit down in the papoose, so here I am, standing up. I'm actually recording in my bedroom, which is a first, so yeah. So I haven't posted anything or recorded anything. In a while. A lot has gone down. The censorship has been real. I was suspended from TikTok for 2 weeks. My main Instagram account, my one, got deleted. And then I have also received 2 YouTube strikes. I received 2 in a week and a half, period. And so if I get another strike, I actually lose my entire channel. So I started a second one. I started a second channel. And I'm reposting a lot of my older videos there. I've already gotten a warning on that one. And, yeah. So, the internet, they're trying to get rid of me right now. And my OnlyFans has been booming. Well, it was. February was actually really good for me. But now it hasn't been as good. I don't know if it has to do with, like, my accounts being shut down and stuff. Because, as many of you know, us content creators, unless you're like a celebrity, I mean, even celebrities in a sense do this, we rely on social media to market ourselves. So yeah, they're trying to shut me down. They're trying to get me down. Like, they don't want us hoes to be successful. Yeah. So anyways, been kind of looking for a house, but the market is insane right now. And I'm not trying to pay like $50,000 to $100,000 more for a house, like more than a house is worth, because why would I do that? And I don't even know, sorry, I'm talking so fast, I think. I don't even know if I want to be a homeowner, because it just seems very stressful, and the idea of like losing everything if some shit were to hit the fan really scares me. Also, I don't have to pay to fix everything. Like, during the Texas winter storm, my parents, their heater broke. They also didn't have power for the majority of it, but their heater broke. They have to pay for it, you know? The heater breaks here, that's supposed to be the landlord's job. I'm sure he would take care of it, I don't know. And like, if a plumber has to come and this and that, like, when you're a homeowner, you have to pay for all of that. And, ew. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. And like, my parents have had to replace their air conditioning throughout the years. You got busted pipes. Sorry, this is my chicken. She wants me to like bounce her around. You have busted pipes. You have this, you have that. I don't know, this winter storm really had me thinking. And I'm like, do I really want to be a homeowner? Maybe if I somehow become like super rich, then yeah, I guess we'll just see what happens. Yeah, so if you hear any like weird like breathing or noises, the microphone is like super close to my mouth, and my baby is right here too. She's like squirming around and breathing all funny and what? Just wanting to do things. She likes to rest in the papoose while I like clean and do dishes and stuff. It's actually really sweet that she wants to be that close to me, but I'm telling you, my back, it starts to hurt. It really does. I'm actually running a 5K in a little bit over a week, a professional one, not really, but kind of. Like, I signed up and paid for it, and I'm pretty sure it's timed, and you can win money if you want. Not sure if I'm going to run with or without my jogging stroller. I train with my stroller, but I feel like I'll be like that much faster if I run without it when I quote unquote compete. However, I don't know if I even know how to like run with my arms anymore, because every time I run, I have both arms pushing the stroller. So I don't know about that. Okay, so I think I'm going to talk about this one time that I was pregnant. And I actually was dancing. I was like not that pregnant. It was the second time I was pregnant, before I had a miscarriage, and I was working at Rick's Cabaret in Fort Worth. So I was trying to honestly stack some cash before I looked visibly pregnant, because you know, you're having a baby and babies are expensive, and like, you need to have that money, you know. So I go into work on a Saturday night, and I'm on the side stage. My boobs were looking big and great because like I had those pregnancy titties, you know, early pregnancy. They're just wow. The boobs are the first thing to get big, and they just look great. I started making significantly more money. So anyways, I'm on the side stage, and I think my hair was long and black, and I had my bangs. That was like my main look for like most of my adult life, I think, kind of. I don't know. Yeah. So this woman comes to tip me on stage with a significantly older man, and I guess I look pretty European sometimes. And I mean, I'm half Dutch and half German, so it makes sense. And the woman keeps calling me Svetlana, right? Svetlana. I think that I said that correctly, like the Russian woman, the Russian woman on Shameless. And I'm like, okay, sure. And I see, like, at her table, she's like hanging out with this dancer that I like named Sage. So I'm like, oh, this could be fun. She's tipping me 20s, and she tells me to come to the table when I get off the stage. So like, they're tipping me 20s on stage when everyone's tipping ones. Like, of course I'm gonna go right there, you know. That is the signal that this person has money they want to spend on you when they're tipping you bigger bills, I guess you could say. So as soon as I get off stage, I immediately go to the table, and I'm hanging out, and she asked me for just some regular dances, and of course, like, I'm gonna do them. And as I'm dancing for her, my friend Sage is dancing for the older man. I think there are like two other girls at the table too, actually. Like, it's a crowd. And the man is paying for everything, and he gave me like $100 for two dances. And normally at that club, it's like $40, or it was at the time at least. So I'm like, good vibes. The money is ever flowing. They asked me if I want a drink. I was actually like recently sober at this point. And I was pregnant, so like I was not drinking. I don't even think I ordered a fake drink. I don't know. I think I just like drink water. That can actually be like a huge turnoff for people when they're trying to party and they want you to party with them and you're not taking shots, or at least pretending to take a shot. There are so many people at the table that I think that they really, I don't think they really even cared. And the man was getting really toasty. I guess they were asking if we were gonna like go down on each other. I think they were talking about Sage and I, and Sage is giving me this look like I just need to go along with like everything. And we're trying to get up into the VIP room, so of course I'm like, oh yeah, no, just like nodding. And in my head I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm like in the mood to be a part of this right now. But honestly, like, you just want to get upstairs and you want to get paid and go along with everything. And then, you know, just see what happens. Sometimes things get really crazy, and then sometimes they don't. So not only did they take, it was like the woman and the male, and I don't want to call them a couple, but let's just call them a couple. The man and the woman. The woman who is obviously bisexual, and the man who is obviously very drunk and straight. So they take us upstairs along with like two other girls, and then this other girl that was just upstairs hanging out just weaseled her way in. And this is the girl that decided to initiate all of the sexual activity. We were trying to get in like the more private rooms, but they were busy, so we actually had to start off like our first hour in one of the rooms that weren't so private. Like, anyone walking by could kind of see in, even though it was like darker. you can see what's going on. And they were trying to get, like, a little frisky, like, right there. And it was the girl that kind of forced her way in that started it just by, like, initiating, like almost forcing the female customer to finger her. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? We're not even in the more private room, but, like, why are you initiating it? Like, you should always wait for the customer to initiate it if you're willing to do that kind of stuff. Because what if you don't even have to? You know what I mean? Sounds bad. Unless you're just, like, so turned on by the customer. But, like, really? Okay. Anywho. So, after the first hour, we go into the other room. And, like, before, like, the woman is like, are you sure you're going to join in? Because you don't seem very comfortable right now. And, like, we don't, basically telling me, like, they don't want to pay for me if I'm not going to do anything. So I'm just like, yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm not doing anything is because we're basically right in the open here, and I don't want to do anything until we're, like, in the private room. I'm a lady, okay? So they agree, and we move to the bigger, better room, and wow, it's just very interesting. It's me, Sage, random girl that doesn't even work there anymore wearing her normal clothes that somehow ended up in the room. The girl who forced her way in. And I think there were two other girls. Yes, I just don't even really even remember anything about them. So we get into the other room and the old man thinks that he's going down on Sage, but really he's drunk and he's like licking her belly button. But the woman who kept calling me Svetlana has, the girl who initiated all the sexual stuff, I don't even know what to call her, we'll call her Bunny. She has Bunny bent over and she's like, looks like she's fucking her from behind, like with the motions, but she's like fingering her and it's just like really awkward. And she keeps coming over to me and trying to use those same fingers that she used on that girl, the bunny girl, on me, and I'm just, like, disgusted. Not even that she was, like, trying to finger me, but more so, like, you're gonna use those same fingers on me that you used on that girl that I don't know that weaseled her way in here. Ew, disgusting. And so while all this, like, sexual activity is going on, the old man is also, like, taking off the girl in her normal clothes, his, like, jeans, and I think he was, like, actually going down on her, I'm not sure. And, you know, even if people are doing things that, like, I might not necessarily do, or things that I might do that I wouldn't do with the people that I'm currently with, whatever, I'm not judging girls for, like, doing extra, really. That's not where I'm trying to go with this. I just don't know why they have to initiate it. Why did that one girl just have to start it all? I mean, I feel like she maybe started it too early. Like, why would you even start that before you're in the more private room? You know, why wouldn't you make them spend a little bit more money? I don't know. I think there's, like, a better way to go about things, if you're catching my drift. So anywho, while all the partying is happening, like, the two, like, people keep disappearing. Everyone in the group seems to be doing cocaine except for the old man who's, like, extremely drunk. So everyone keeps, like, taking turns going to the bathroom. And at one point, actually, like, a few times, I am just, like, left alone with the old man. I have to, like, give him dances and stuff. Excuse me. Oh my God, sorry. I'm having to give him dances and stuff, like, while everyone's gone, and he does that same thing where he's, like, licking my belly button, and I'm like, okay, he can, like, lick my belly button, I guess, and he thinks it's, like, my vagina or pussy or whatever, and he's like, oh, you like that? I'm like, yeah, it feels good. And the woman at the time, by the way, oh, yeah, her and that one girl were just really getting it on the couch. the entire time. I don't even know if they went on a little snow break. I think that they were just there. It was all the entertainers. And yeah, it was the entertainers that kept taking turns to go do cocaine and do whatever they were doing. I don't know. But it was just, like, incredibly awkward when I was, like, stuck with the older gentleman. And it was so funny because when he was doing that belly button thing with Sage, she was, like, doing these motions and was like, oh, yeah, that feels so good. Mmm, baby. And, like, was being, like, over the top and fake as fuck about it. But he was so drunk, he just thought that, like, you know, she was really digging it. But when I'm alone with him, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm so hungry right now. And I actually was, because, you know, I was pregnant and I'm just a hungry person. And so he's like, oh, okay, we'll get you whatever you want. Except he was actually slurring. So I order some chips and guac. That was my go-to. And the guacamole at Rick's Cabaret Fort Worth is honestly, when the right guy's there, top tier. Top tier guacamole. My go-to snack, and honestly, like, one of the only things that I can actually eat there because I'm vegan. So the orgy, if you could call it that, continues, and I swear it felt like it took so long for my chips and guacamole to get there, and I think we actually entered a third hour, so I got paid for the third hour. I think a lot of the reason that I was because my guacamole wasn't there yet. Actually, no, I don't think I got paid for the third hour. Actually, I think my guacamole came before the third hour, like right before, and they kicked me out of the room. Like, I think I started eating it, then the third hour was about to begin, and they kicked me out. And so I took my guac with me downstairs, and I finished it downstairs. Now I remember. So yeah, I got kicked out of the orgy because I didn't really want to be a part of it, and it wasn't very fun, and I had to eat my guacamole. So yeah, that's the story. I don't know. I maybe, like, hurt that woman's feelings because I didn't let her finger me. Whatever. Like, ew, I'm sorry. I think I was just offensive. Like, I don't want your, like, dirty fingers. Get your dirty fingers away from me. Okay. So yeah, that's the end of that story. I will tell a better one soon. I need to stop getting overwhelmed with my social media, YouTube BS, but I've really been working hard on all my stuff, and I actually started a YouTube account for my sister, so she's doing that, and she's also doing the fans only. We're, my mom's been married 3 times, so I think, like, being a little bit of a hoe just kind of runs in the family. Okay, bye.